Academy Award-winning composer Jerry Goldsmith died last night at his home in Beverly Hills after a long battle with cancer. Jerry Goldsmith composed television themes, among them Star Trek, The Waltons, Dr. Kildare, and Barnaby Jones. And he scored dozens of movies, including Patton, Total Recall, Planet of the Apes, and Basic Instinct. Pat Dow prepared a Morning Edition appreciation of Goldsmith in 1999. Here's an excerpt.
Jerry Goldsmith is best known for composing music to go with images of war, crime, adventure, horror, and science fiction, and usually with plenty of action.
I end up doing all those, but those aren't what I really want to do. I want to do the quiet little intimate films, and I end up getting these big action extravaganzas. But we get typecast out here.
If he's typecast, it may be because the music he's composed has set the standard. He pioneered the use of Latin chant to evoke horror in the 1976 blockbuster, The Omen. The Omen earned Goldsmith an Academy Award for Best Score for his unsettling, some might say almost blasphemous, evocation of religious music to conjure the devil.
It would be as if Jerry was the first composer who could swear in movies.
Lucas Kendall is editor of Film Score Monthly, a magazine and website devoted to film music.
It's like the first time they ever uttered a curse word or there was ever nudity in the 60s. It was so visceral and so powerful that it was arresting. And emotionally, as far as what you're expecting to hear in cinema. It was like the first guy who just broke through that barrier. And he made, when you heard the music and you're watching these movies, it feels like you're not just watching a cheesy movie. It feels like you're watching something that's just breathtaking and you have to approach it in a whole new way. And Planet of the Apes would probably be the ultimate example.
Goldsmith broke new ground in film by using dissonance and polyphony and such unique percussion instruments as metal mixing bowls to evoke the plight of astronauts stranded on a desolate planet. Planet of the Apes comes from a time that Goldsmith misses, when movies had less music.
It's just the kind of movies we're making now. The big action, sort of comic strips, is basically, I guess maybe that's what I end up doing or something. And they really sort of need all this music. It's just part of their production values.
Academy Award-winning composer Jerry Goldsmith talking to reporter Pat Dowell in a 1999 Morning Edition feature. Jerry Goldsmith was 75 years old when he died.